Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Monday, April 26th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 42 total bills, the most notable of which are House Bill 1925 by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, would act as a ban on camping in public spaces. This, of course, directly deals with a growing phenomenon in many of Texas's large urban areas of increasing tent cities composed of homeless populations. State Representative Dan Huberty, a Republican from Humble, has two bills, House Bill 2000 and House Joint Resolution 2, that would create the State Utilities Reliability Fund and the State Utilities Reliability Revenue Fund to provide financial support for projects that enhance the reliability and resiliency of water, electric, and natural gas utilities, broadband providers, and power generation resources in the state. This, of course, is one of the several bills that resulted from the wake of the severe winter weather in February. Critics of these bills take issue with the potential for the issuances of bonds or new debt. State Representative Ken King, a Republican from Canadian, has a bill, House Bill 3023, which would allow for the Professional Bull Rider World Finals to receive funding from the Major Events Reimbursement Program. Critics of this bill say that it amounts to nothing more than additional corporate welfare. The House Juvenile Justice and Family Issues Committee is taking up House Bill 803 today, or the Equal Parenting Act. This is a bill authored by State Representative Mays Middleton, a Republican from Galveston. The bill would require for equal parenting of a child unless the court does not appoint the parents as joint conservators. This is a bill that has been filed several times before in previous legislative sessions to no avail. The House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee will also be hearing House Bill 446 today by State Representative Steve Allison, a Republican from San Antonio. This bill increases the criminal penalty for damaging or causing destruction to a public monument. This is a Republican Party of Texas legislative priority related to monument protection. The overall Senate will convene at 4 p.m. today. They have several bills on their intent calendar to include Senate Bill 69 by State Senator Boris Miles, a Democrat from Houston, which would prevent the use of chokeholds or neck restraints by law enforcement. Another bill, Senate Bill 609 by State Senator Carol Alvarado, a Democrat from Houston, would establish the Texas Music Incubator Program, which would give eligible music venues and music festival promoters the ability to apply for a rebate of sales tax receipts for up to $100,000. Critics say that this amounts to nothing more than corporate welfare. Senate Bill 912 by State Senator Don Buckingham would increase the criminal penalties for people who engage in riots while also requiring restitution for the owners of any property damaged as a result of the riot. Senate Bill 1675 by State Senator Donna Campbell, a Republican from San Antonio, would prohibit the governor, local governments, and state agencies from making changes to vote-by-mail laws without approval of the legislature. This, of course, is as a result of the last election cycle where, under the declaration of a disaster, several governmental entities took action themselves outside of current election code, different rules for voting by mail. Last week provided for a series of events that left many activists confused with regard to the prospects of constitutional carry. You can find out more about that timeline on our website, texasscorecard.com. Ultimately, House Bill 1927 by State Representative Matt Schaefer, Republican from Tyler, which passed the House 2 weeks ago, was finally referred to a committee in the Senate, but it was sent to a newly created committee called the Senate Special Committee on Constitutional Issues. This came a day after State Senator Charles Schwertner, a Republican from Georgetown, filed his own constitutional carry bill in Senate Bill 2224, notably after the bill filing deadline of March 12th. And had it referred to his own committee in Senate administration only minutes later. This, of course, all happened while an existing version of a constitutional carry bill in Senate Bill 540 by State Senator Drew Springer had been referred to Senate State Affairs since early March, but has since not moved. Having three separate constitutional carry bills in three separate committees has left many activists puzzled. None have been set for a hearing as of yet. Notably, four members, to include the chairman, Senator Charles Schwertner, of the newly formed committee have come out in favor of constitutional carry in some form, which does represent a majority. Another Republican Party of Texas priority bill in Senate Bill 1646 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, related to children and gender modification, was set on the Senate intent calendar last week. This bill prevents the administration of puberty blockers or any gender transition surgeries on minors. Notably, on the House side, a bill has not been set on a calendar related to gender modification. Today is day 105 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 35 days left. Today also marks being exactly 2 weeks from an important self-imposed deadline in the House of Representatives. On Monday, May 10th, it's the last day for the House committees to pass out bills to be put on a calendar, specifically House bills and House joint resolutions. For House bills that are languishing in committees, the prospects are starting to get dire. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.